You're listening to the Elephant in the Room podcast, powered by One Light Ahead. This is your place to join other leaders and high-achieving professionals who are serious about owning their leadership. Each week, we share strategies, interviews, and advice so you can be purposeful about your mindset and discover exactly what it means to live and lead unlayered.
Welcome, everyone. It's another episode of Addressing the Elephant in the Room, and as always, I get to be the guest, well, and the founder at times. So the founder all the time, the guest at times. We started this season with a solo cast. My name is April Valser, for those of you who have not heard and or listened to our podcast yet. And we started the season with the theme for assessing and clarifying your evidence. And as always, as a leadership coaching organization and an agency, we love to interview powerful guests. And today, our guest started with us because we started a partnership with Big Eye, and she kindly took one of her employees, Miss Kelly Gagno. Kelly, pronounce that properly for me.
Gagno.
Gagno. I'm going to say it properly. Every time, even when I was on the radio, I always had so much fun getting the correct terminology. So Kelly is an amazing voice in her organization. She's on the board for Big Eye. She is also a owner and founder of her company. I'll let her share more information about. And she took the gift of putting her employees through one of our first programs of self-coaching with Big Eye. And now we actually, she's put some team members also through our Leadership Academy with Big Eye. And she's watched and been a huge advocate of the journey, never mind the fact that she actually took one of the programs and was willing to lead by example, not only in her organization, in her community, in her family, and most importantly, in the determination to address elephants. Miss Kelly, because I'm not going to, you know, have so much fun with your last name again, Kelly, what would you like to share first before I dive into the elephant of the day?
Well, first, thanks for having me. I really appreciate it. I always love talking shop. It never seems to get boring, and I could just go on forever about it. So thanks for having me and for addressing elephants in the room. I think it's really important that agents share, you know, what our friction points are on a day-to-day basis within the independent agency. So I'm happy to be here.
And Kelly, you are a voice and a vessel for improvement in your industry. And so the elephant you're taking on today is one that is a big one, correct?
Yeah, I believe so. You know, when you asked me about elephants in the room, I had two. And then when I was thinking about it, one of the bigger one, and sometimes I think about the elephant that maybe I'm dealing with on, you know, today, which I was, you know, kind of saying sometimes, you know, having all of your teammates working at the same pace using technology can be a little bit of a challenge, and one that we, you know, kind of navigate through on a day-to-day basis. But more than our internal relationships, I think that our carrier relationships are something that I feel we struggle with. And there's a lot of different reasons that we do, but a lot of it comes right back to the customer. So I know we all don't like to think about ourselves as being a commodity, and I certainly don't feel that way. But the truth of the matter is that the customer does, and we are in a position where we have to move fast every day because we have customers that forget to tell us things, or we have prospects that are calling us last minute because they need something, you know, put in place, or they want a quote. And knowing that we have all the tools within our independent agency to work fast, but then we need to have the carriers work fast with us, that seems to be a little bit of a struggle, and one that we definitely have a little bit of friction within our agency. You know, I had a comp carrier, you know, touch base with us this past week, and they're like, you know, you've done a lot of quoting, like more quoting than any other agency. And, you know, why aren't you placing the business with us? And, you know, why do you not want to do business with us? And I was like, well, it actually isn't that we don't want to do business with you. And I think the fact that we've sent you in all of these quotes is a very clear indication that we do want to do business with you. But The truth of the matter is that when I have a customer that calls me and they need something that day, I am still going to do business with that customer. So if you aren't getting back to me on a timely basis, or I have to wait a long time to respond to an email and I follow up with a phone call, or I have to go through a specific channel because I can't talk to an underwriter anymore, it changes how I'm able to do business. And where we're all, adapting and jumping on board with all of these new shiny objects that are available for us as independent agents to be able to be quick and fast and work more efficiently, I feel like there's a little bit of a delay on the carrier end when it comes to that. So I do know that I've talked to some of my other peers in the industry and they're feeling the same thing too. So I guess that's something that I feel is really important. When an underwriter is feeling frustrated because, we've sent four emails or we've called over and over again, and they feel like, we're the ones that are pushing. It's really not us. We're advocating for our customer, or we want to write business because that's what we're all here doing. And if I can't move fast, there's going to be another agency that will. And we're not ever going to stop being pushers and, movers and shakers. So I would say that's probably our biggest elephant in the room, and I think it's something we should all start talking about a little bit more in a positive way, to let our carriers know that, this is important to us. Get back to us. Answer the questions. Have the conversations. Don't make me send in an email and wait for someone to answer it about maybe something that they could write. So I would say that's definitely one of our biggest friction points.
Kelly, there's so many pieces as a mover and shaker in your industry, as we talked about, and carrier management, business relationships is always a opportunity to show urgency, to show effective and efficient service, right? And so, as you said, if a client has an expectation in a 24-hour time frame, and you can't, the resource you'd like to put them through cannot respond in that time frame, then you have to go to who can, correct?
Correct. And that does change how you do business with certain companies. And, I always make sure that in our agency, when we are quoting, I mean, listen, some of us have been in, I've had the least amount of time with all of my personal line stuff. I'm on my 22nd year, and I call it my unicorn crew. We all know where we're going with a piece of business. We know what we're doing. It is what it is. Insurance is, we all write insurance, right? I mean, we talk about, an independent agency, we sell this, we sell that, we have all these different markets. Like, honestly, big deal. We all do. We all have the same exact product and we all have the same abilities to do business. It's how you're doing business. And we are in a much different world now. Everyone wants what they want when they want it. So yeah, I mean, it does change if we have a carrier that doesn't want to, kind of jump on board with that, or they're a little bit delayed or antiquated in their approach of how they handle insurance or the agents. And it's not that we don't want to do business with you. It's actually you don't want to do business with us. So I think it's very important to open up the lines of communication with your marketing reps. And it's very important to continue to, if you have a moment to have that conversation with the underwriter, to keep those lines of communication open on what you need and what your expectations are, and if something isn't working, because otherwise, it just kind of it falls apart. So, whereas we work so hard on those client relationships, we got to also focus on the carrier ones, and they have to be willing to kind of meet us both ways and understand we're being pushed. And
Well,
by the way, I love it. I love the pace. I love being fast. And so yeah, I think it's exciting to kind of move at this speed and have the tools to do it. So if you can get the carriers to kind of jump on board with that, with your relationships, it's a win for everybody.
and it also falls into, I mean, we were talking about this offline. We operate in the joy of a quick environment. That it is fun for us, right? It is something that we enjoy, the level of adaptation that is required to be in business today, the level of commitment to have the resolutions available and be purposeful about finding those resolutions. So when somebody feels like a broken cog in the wheel, if you will, then you're saying, okay, how do we help you? It's obvious that you're showing us you don't want to do business if you're not willing to have a conversation, set some clear expectations, and build a pathway we can work together in. Is that accurate?
Yeah, because I mean, it goes back to, I mean, we can all complain about the problem, or I can complain about the problem, but you have to actually have a resolution to it too. So the resolution is to start communicating, start not being afraid to have hard conversations and say how you feel. I think it's okay to do that. You know, you have to do that. I mean, we had a carrier that we've, you know, just been kind of nailing it out of the park with, and we just got notice that we can't talk to our underwriters anymore. We have to email into this like underwriting general inbox. We'll get back to you in a couple of days, you know, response. And it's like, no, that's not how this works right now. In fact, it's the complete opposite, and it's going to change the dynamic of our relationship a little bit. So, you know, I can sit in my office and complain about it, or sit with my staff and be like, this is the worst. But at the end of the day, you have to be vocal, and you have to send those emails in, and you have to let your marketing reps know how you feel, or I don't know, let the president of the company know how you feel. I think that's important too. So, yeah, I mean, I think it's important all around. And I mean, and at the end of the day, the carrier, even though we're separate entities, they're still our internal customer. We can't survive without them, and they can't survive without us. So, you know, we need each other. So we have to figure out what works best for each other.
Well, and those that aren't in insurance listening to this podcast, let me clarify a couple of pieces that I understand. Having the gift to get to work with your multiple organizations now in the insurance industry. And there's a difference of you being the representative that's a direct client facing connection. And then you've got multiple carriers you have access to actually find the policy, which is the other business that you build a bridge with, and you provide a service and a product that you, and you all get to provide the service. The carrier provides the product. And
correct. Yes. Yeah, we are. Yeah, we're the, basically, if you called me for a business quote, we're going to gather all that information, and we're going to put it all together in applications. And then we're going to go ahead and, you know, quote it. I mean, sometimes we put it together in applications, or sometimes we can just go to whatever software we're using, or we just know where we're going with a piece of business. And then we submit it to the carriers that we have contracts with. And sometimes we submit it to all of them, or sometimes we just know where we're going based on, you know, what type of business it would be. But at the end of the day, yes, the idea is that we're going to get you the best coverage and the best premium. Not everything's always based on premium. We tend to be a little more, you know, let's make sure we get you the best coverage. So sometimes we might even offer, you know, something that's less expensive because the coverage maybe isn't as comprehensive. And then we offer something, you know, it's like a Cadillac, and maybe that's what the customer wants. But yes, we go to all of those carriers to be able to do that shopping for the customer.
Well, and the understanding from the carrier management and the relationship is we live in an instant gratification world. Yes. We live in I could have it in an hour from Amazon type of mindset. And this is what's supposed to happen, right?
Yeah. I mean, the truth of the matter is that, I mean, I do too. Like, what do we do when we're bored? We go to social media and start scrolling, right? So, I mean, you even see it now, like commercial quote for contractors, like, and albeit there's not a lot of that that ultimately works in New York State. And I do believe at the end of the day, like, any contractor needs to have an actual independent agent, you know, in their hometown, or someone that they know, or someone that they trust that they can call every single time. But the truth of the matter is that a lot of consumers, yes, we live in an instant gratification world. So a lot of consumers looking for it, if they see it while they're scrolling, of course they're going to push that button. And if the price looks good, of course they're going to purchase it because it's fast. So whether, like I said in the beginning, whether we want to choose to believe that, you know, insurance is viewed as a commodity. I don't think I'm a commodity. I don't want to believe that about my industry, but the consumer does have that feeling. So we can't ignore that that's what the customer is feeling. I mean, we can talk all day about what we want, but it's not about us at the end of the day. It's about the customer. So, and it's interesting. I've been on a couple agency panels and I get asked the question, like, what can we do for, you know, what can we do for you? What can we give you? What can, you know, what is it that you need? And I was like, stop asking me what I need. Like, ask me what my customer needs. Like, that's really what's the most important. Like, how can, yes, it does. What do I need? But I need you to be really quick. I need you to be really responsive. And at the end of the day, like, being responsive doesn't cost money. It's free. You know, responding to an email real quick, it's free to do. It doesn't cost money. So that's really what I need. But at the end of the day, it goes back to the customer. So it's whatever the customer wants and needs is how we need to react and work. So sometimes that just means fast.
Absolutely. And Kelly, actually, it's kind of interesting when you said it doesn't take much to respond to an email. It doesn't take much to respond altogether. That means that you actually have staff in the right seats, doing the right things, being front-facing for the team that you are serving. So again, it goes back to the consumer. The consumer needs all the domino of people to be aligned and to know their response times and to know that they're ultimately, because the reason people are not, your team is not a commodity, is you are well known for providing a service that says, we're going to make sure you get the best. We're going to make sure that we have the highest skills of technology, the highest response times, the highest ability to serve you. So you don't feel like you're pushing a little button and you've got a computer, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I had literally filed a form today. I need to speak to a real person. I don't want you to email me. I don't want you to send me this. You know what?
Yeah.
I want to talk to a person.
Yeah.
There's a whole different experience when you talk to a person, right?
Yes. Yes. And again, when you have, you know, someone with a, you know, within a carrier relationship, that relationship is so important. And I know, like, my God, I can't even tell you how much I respect, like, what underwriters do on a daily basis. And I know it's not easy right now hiring and finding talent. And I know, you know, even that's something with Big Eye, you know, that's a big, you know, kind of thing everyone's working on, is like, how do we get, you know, the next generation in these seats and, you know, in working these positions. Like, it's a busy world. And by the way, anyone listens that is not in insurance, like, try to get into it because it's a really cool field.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because there's always multiple reasons, you know, there's always reasons behind, you know, why we all have different response times. And I mean, I'm fortunate. I'm very well staffed in my office. I've worked very hard to invest in my team because two things are most important. Number one, our customers, and number two, my team. Like, you can't do one without the other. And, you know, I'm fortunate to have a fully staffed agency, and I do need more people as we continue to grow. So I do understand the time and the investment it takes to bring that new talent in. But yeah, I mean, it's just, like I said in the beginning, it definitely is something that is a little bit of a friction point. And again, how you operate in your agency is really important to work on those relationships and keep those lines of communication open and hopefully navigate through those.
Literally, right?
Yeah.
And so we've covered a lot of how the elephant shows up and how the conversations happen. And as we begin the wrap up process, because it takes a couple questions, is when all these conversations are happening, everybody's got a multitude of different challenges, and narrowing into the priority of, at the end of the day, until the consumer's served, the team served, and the product is delivered, nothing's happening, right?
Yes, correct.
And so the gift moving forward, as we, you know, because elephants start off as tiny elephants and then become big elephants. And how this big elephant became so big is that there's the staffing is across the board, right? Because as you said, you know, ideally we're getting response times. That means we have the people to do the response, right? And we put the people at the right seat, at the right phone, or at the right email, or at the right computer that is functioning so that they know and are trained well and served well and seen and valued and heard, which, you know, we're on fire about. know how to make sure they're being doing the bridge building that you need, right?
Yes. Yes.
So going back to the theme of assessing the evidence, we've covered all the evidence that there's a huge need here, right? And it's a big elephant. So you have one more thought there.
Well, I think it's as big as you, I don't know if it's a big elephant, it's an elephant. And I think you can choose to start taking bites out of that elephant, going back to, like I said, communication. So it doesn't need to become bigger.
Well, and that's why you decided to take it on today, right? Is to say, I get to be a voice and a vessel for this. And in order to do that, we don't want to make it a big elephant. We don't want our consumers to feel any impact from it. We're aware of it, and we want to get ahead of this elephant so it doesn't become outrageously huge, right?
Correct.
Stopping is a real big elephant across the board, right?
So much so, yes.
And so the opportunity in the insurance industry, or any other industry for that matter, is to understand that relationships are the key piece of it. And
for sure.
And never, and the communication builds relationships. So there's a domino there. So if you go back to taking those small bites, so I just want to make sure I set up our audience to understand how they all connect it, right? And you were to say, you know, first of all, even talking about the subject is the first bite, right?
Yeah.
What would be another bite the audience can dive into for their industry, for their situation, of building relationships and communications about expectations of how we serve?
Well, I think one of the things that works really good for us is, you know, when we talk about our markets all the time, and we have a lot of open conversations in the office too. So a lot of times, you know, especially on the commercial line side of things, because personal line sort of just kind of moves and shakes on its own. And on the commercial side of things, I know for myself, I try to teach my team, like, sometimes you just need to take a minute and not talk about work. You need to ask about someone's day, or you need to find out, you know, hey, you know, do you have kids? Or, you know, have you always been in insurance? And you can start a conversation that allows you to start building a little bit of a personal relationship. I feel like that does sort of create a little bit of a bond, and or you build that bridge to be able to start having a little bit more than just the insurance part back and forth. Because like I said, I mean, I can't even express how I could never be an underwriter. I couldn't do that. It's a lot of blind trust. It's a lot of, you know, it's just a lot of everything I can't do. So, you know, we need each other, and I just feel like sometimes you just need to, you know, like, how's your day going? How, you know, how are you? Because I do at the same time when I get, like I said, I could sit here and say, you know, it's a problem, or it's a, something I want to, you know, voice or complain about or whatever, but you still have to have a solution to it. And that is what I think everyone should remember, is that while we're building relationships with our customers, it's important to open those lines of communications, and don't be afraid to just have a conversation outside of insurance. Take 5 minutes to, you know, talk about something personal. And then another thing that we've been doing, and I'll just share this quick story.
Please.
We have an underwriter at one of our companies, and she just always seems to take that extra minute to go above and beyond. If it's the end of the day and it's a last minute, you know, thing that we need to get done, like, she's not afraid to take those extra, you know, couple minutes, or she's even taken an hour before for us to get something resolved on a Friday. And we sent a card, like just a card, and she won Employee of the Year, and the president of her company read our card to everybody. And like, that was something, well, I mean, I was really proud that my team did it, because I always harp on like writing cards, but, you know, show that appreciation at the same time, because it does help. So write a card, send some flowers, you know, get to know maybe what they like, ask, you know, someone else, like, what's their favorite like treat, and, you know, kind of, you know, don't be afraid to just kind of do things for your companies as well.
Truth, Kelly, it is a gift of that story, as well as what you shared, is that And whether it's a family member, whether it's a extra moment that you're giving at the end of a Friday afternoon, whether it is a favorite football team, you never know what you're going to communicate about or what might be happening the weekend ahead or whatever it may be. You know, hey, what did you buy into for this? I mean, what got you in this industry to begin with? And sometimes you need to be reminded why you're working so doggone hard, right? Or why you're going at such a fast pace, right? And sometimes our brain and our heart need that reminder, and you do a fabulous job of it. We, as I shared with you, have an amazing reputation in your industry, and we are beyond thankful you took the time to have a moment with us. Kelly, how do people get a hold of you, your company, to get connected, learn more, etc.?
Well, I'm on LinkedIn, and so anyone can look me up on LinkedIn. I'm just Simple Kelly, K-E-L-O-Y. My last name is G-O-N-Y-O. And then email is usually the best for me. It's kelly@blueLineAgency.com. I do take time to speak to a lot of my peers in the industry. I love to answer questions. I love to talk about what I do. I love to bounce ideas back and forth. So if anyone wants to email me or have a conversation, I mean, feel free. I'm always available. I always make time for anybody who wants to talk shop.
You know, you even offered time to one of our participants your course was in, that was in another state. And you just took the time to say, hey, if you need an ear for a moment, let's have a conversation. You just show up present. And I'm just beyond thankful for your presence, your opportunity. Any feedback on Big Eye while we got you? So that Jim can know that we made sure to give him a shout out.
So Big Eye is a really great organization. It's really, truly been my pleasure to serve this board. I would say I enjoy investing time in the board, so I know I give to my industry, but it really gives so much back to me. I mean, I was, you know, busy growing this agency, and, you know, I got asked to be on the board, and I've never really been on a board. And I remember when I interviewed for it, they're like, you know, you haven't been on a board. I was like, cause I don't have time to be on a board. Like, there's like, I just work, like I have time for my customers and, like, you know, cooking dinner when I get home and then getting back here. But this is something that insurance is something I'm truly passionate about. And I just really can't say enough about the resources that are available. And like you talked about the Leadership Academy, I love walking by my, you know, team's desk and seeing their, you know, their beautiful trophies or award plaques. Right. They're not even plaques. I don't know what they're called. They're like beautiful glass thingies.
Right.
Thingies. Yeah. And they still talk to, you know, the people they went through class with. Like Amy ran in here yesterday and was like, oh my God, I just got a random text from one of my classmates that, you know, just reminding me I'm awesome. I'm doing a great job. And she's like, I really needed this today. And I know that, you know, Tanya's in the next gen, and she keeps in touch with her group, and it's just, I can't say enough. And, you know, and then beyond that, there's a lot of resources available to independent agents. I know I've used some of them because I just needed it at that moment. And if you're a member and you haven't gone through the website to kind of take a look at all this stuff, you pay for it. What you pay in and what you get, just go look at it.
What a beautiful way to wrap that up. And having been thankful to share their website hundreds of times, to share our Leadership Academy as the other resources, is that to have a support in business is always a gift. And you have been a voice for the your own team and your own clients, as well as your community. So thank you for that. We thank everyone for listening, and we thank you for sharing. And as always, we will see you next time for another Elephant in the Room. Bye.
You've been listening to the Elephant in the Room podcast from One Light Ahead. For more content and resources, visit onelightahead.com.